We want to thank the Lord for letting us be in his house again this evening, come to worship. Thank him for his mercy and his grace, and it's good to see everybody. If you're visiting, we want to say a special welcome to you. I've got one verse that I want to read tonight in opening. It's in the 11th chapter of John. It's the 35th verse. Jesus had gone to Mary and Martha's after Lazarus had died, and he talked with them, and he asked them, "Where have you laid him?" And they said, "Come and see." And then we come to verse 35, Jesus wept. Just two words, but so powerful, two words. Jesus wept. He cared so much about those folks, and he cares just as much about us as he did them. And how heartfelt that is, Jesus wept. I just think about that. Let's all stand for a word of prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for caring so much about us. Thank you for doing what you needed to do for us to help us and to care so much for us. And you cared then, and Lord, we know you care now just as much. It hasn't changed. You never change. God, we pray for this service tonight. God, we ask your blessings, and we ask you to just help us, God, and bless every aspect of it. And God, we pray tonight that you just let your will be done and help us to get in the center of your will. We ask in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated, and we'll turn the service over to the choir.
There is God in the day. 199.
On glorious day, Jesus came and made me whole. He so completely did satisfy my soul. Now as I face life's dark troubles, stormy sea, I wonder if he is satisfied with me. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my love to be what he had in me. Then when I come to that great eternity, his soul will say he is satisfied with me. I'm satisfied with love's great redemption plan. I'm satisfied if salvation for all men. I'm satisfied with his work on Calvary. But is my Lord fully satisfied with me? I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my love to be what he had in me. Then when I come to that great eternity, his soul will say he is satisfied with me. Lord, give me strength, give me courage, make me bold, that I might lead some lost sheep into thy fold, that I might stand unafraid and live for thee, that he might be fully satisfied with me. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my love to be what he had in me. Then when I come to that great eternity, his soul will say he is satisfied with me.
Just time to have the choir come down. Turn it over, Brother Terry.
Thankful to be here tonight and thankful for what we felt this morning. And I've been praying for Bob all afternoon and I'm excited to hear him. And we had just got back from vacation on Friday and we went down to Stone's Church, Ryan's Creek. And we were getting ready to go and we pulled in and we come in with 11 kids. And if you know the 11 kids that we took, they're not always the easiest to take places. But we rolled in and you could see the smiles on their face. They're so excited to have us. And I was so excited to be there, and I thank God for what he did for us and let the Spirit move in that service. But my heart was here, and I was thinking about the burdens that I had, and in the back of my Bible I write down, you know, burdens that I have and people that I want to see get saved. And I thought, man, I just want to cross one of those off this week. Lord, just let me cross one more off this week. And I'm so thankful that God's given me a burden, because there's times in my life where I didn't have one. And I prayed and I prayed and I said, Lord, I need one. And he gave me three of them, my three little girls. And I thought about that. And I thought about this week, the week before, I had a guy come into my office and he said, I'm just ready for the Lord to come back. And I said, not me, brother. I got too much work to do. I got too many people that I got on my mind, on my heart, that need to get saved, that I'm going to take with me. I got too much fighting to do for my people. I can't give up on them now. I've come too far. And I'm so thankful that God's given us a church with plenty of burdens. And if you don't have one, you can find one just as easy. So I'm going to have you stand. Anybody have a prayer request? Remember those? Any spoken prayer requests? Remember Vacation Bible School and remember that funeral on Tuesday. Remember Terry. Remember that. Anybody else got a prayer request? I'm gonna guess we got more than one. Another good crowd tonight. I love seeing the front pews full. Anybody else got anything before we go to pray? If not, we're going to ask Bronson to lead us in prayer. Anybody have a song or a testimony on their heart tonight? Like say I appreciated Sunday school this morning. Jay was talking about exactly what I was thinking about as I was getting ready this morning. I was thinking about the church and it not being a building, but being a people. And, you know, he was talking about COVID. During COVID, we had had church in the parking lot. And, you know, if this building would cease to exist, or for some reason we would move away from here, the church is still intact. The church doesn't go away. It's the people of the church that make it so important. And I'm thankful for our church, and I'm thankful it's not just a building. So, anybody got a song or a testimony on their heart? I'm sure it'd help Bob. Heartfelt. Anybody else got anything tonight? Pray for him.
Really pray for us. I've got this song on my heart, and I didn't have it to sing before I got to church tonight. But I've just been thinking all day, and just want to take my time and kind of explain what I was thinking. Brother Danny really blessed a lot of our hearts. He just his presence, and I was sitting at lunch today, and I asked Terry. I said, "You know, I was out of church for so many years until 5 years ago, and I don't have an account." Brother Danny getting saved. When did he get saved? And I love Terry's words. He said he was like a child. I don't ever believe the Lord really dealt with him like that. And with that assurance, he's going to a city, a real city. I'm so glad of that today. God's grace is the best thing. If I didn't have God's grace, I know where my life would be. It would be the pitifulest of the pitifulest of the pitifulest. And I'm so thankful for God's grace, and I'm thankful that because of what he did for me, I can sing this song. So you pray for us tonight. I hope it helps somebody. The head has not.
Appreciate that song. Anybody else got anything before we turn over to the pastor? If not, really pray for Bob. I'm excited to hear him tonight, and I've been praying for him today. And I just hope that the church will lift him up, make preaching easy for him. And I sent him a text during revival, and I said some of the best advice I ever got was just jump off the cliff.
Yeah,
yeah, just let God take control. Just jump off. And like I said, I'm excited to hear what he's got for us tonight.
Yeah.
But church, really, really pray for him and lift him up and give him your earnest attention. So I'm going to turn over to Terry.
Well, it's good to be here. I appreciate what Brother Andrew just said. I couldn't say it any better than that. That's right on the mark. Appreciate everything that's been done so far, the choir and special singing, testimonies, and just everything opening up. Good to be here, and great crowd. Please listen. Listen very intently and pray. Pray with everything that within you is. I've been looking forward to this a few weeks ago when I thought I was going to be gone today. I'd asked Brother Cooper and Brother Bob Paget to take care of services today. I appreciate them being willing, and I'm looking forward to hearing Brother Bob tonight too. Appreciate hearing Cooper this morning. But let's pray and let's be obedient to the Lord's will. Brother Bob, come on.
Appreciate being here tonight. Appreciate the service this morning. I appreciate your prayers, for sure. Had an interesting day today, but I'd request a prayer for Neil. Big Neil. He put on my heart. I got to share something with him a little bit today, but you know, all we can do is try to plant seeds. God's got to do the work. He does the calling, but been really nervous about this. I'm thankful for the opportunity. I think we should always be thankful and always be looking for that opportunity. There's been times in my life when I haven't, and I usually just put it in cruise control, and I think I'm doing all right. I'm not when I get that way. But you just pray for me. I got a starting place, and I just want to give what the Lord has given me and just get out of the way. Let's start over in Romans 8. I had a small chat with Aaron right before service started. He come in, and I thought, oh, good, maybe the Lord will put it on his heart. Oh, I'm just kidding. But it's funny, we had a little conversation that went right along with my thoughts, and if we can get there, you just pray for me. Starting in verse 1, Romans 8, chapter 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. I need you to understand that condemnation is, there's no more judgment going to be passed on to me when I'm saved. When you're saved, there's no more condemnation. There's no more judgment that's going to be passed because we're saved. To them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I think with this, a lot of churches nowadays, they'll tell you that, you know, you can sign this paper, you can read this prayer, and that's what it's going to be, but it takes the Spirit working and calling you and drawing you. That's how God talks to us, is through the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. That's something every saved person should be able to just shout about. This is Paul. Paul wrote this, and I think about Paul and the journeys that he had and that we read about, and I don't know, was he shipwrecked 7 times, and I can't tell you the beatings that he took, and here he is. This made me free from the law of sin and death. He didn't fear any of that. What an example that he set for us. One of the conversations that Aaron had, we were talking about, you know, he said, we're blessed, and I said, we're spoiled. You know, we go back and we read through the Word, and we can read about the apostles and about Paul and about the journey that they had, and what they counted it an honor to be beat. Aaron set up a great example. He said, you know, what's going to happen? What would you do if you could go out and, or if you would come to church and you knew that going out there you were going to get beat or you were going to get put in prison? How many of you would come? And I thought, I like to say, oh, I'd come, but boy, it's a different road. And there's more in this I want to get to. And, for what the law could not do in that, it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of the sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I'm getting to the point where I really like to, God really put on my heart. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is an enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. I want to go back to this verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That life and peace is, I love the peace. I love the peace that God gives. That in verse 7 it says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. The carnal mind is hostile toward God. There's two parts. We have the flesh and the Spirit. And I'll tell you what, sometimes I can let the flesh run rampant. Over in Galatians, it talks about the things that, the fruits of the Spirit, and then it talks about the flesh and how we're at war. I'll read verse 9 real quick in Galatians. It says, now the works of the flesh, this is a struggle. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. That's a lot. That's a lot that we struggle with. And I'll tell you, I'm saved. My soul is saved, and I know where I'm going. But here on earth, I've got to fight. I've got to fight that flesh. I want to be spiritually minded. Boy, the world wants us sucked in. The world wants to draw us in with all these things. Like, you know, you've got to be happy, right?
And the world puts a focus on you. The world's like, no, it's about you and your happiness. Paul said, what? I die daily. This flesh has to die daily in order to please the Lord. I'm after the life and the peace. Because I know that if I'm chasing the things of the world, if I'm chasing everything that the world stands for, I'm not going to have the peace, because it goes against the word. It goes against what God has set up for me. And it's very simple, right? It's so complicatedly simple. But it is. It is. But what does the world push us for? It pushes us for. We got money, power, lust, sins of the lust. It's basically everywhere. I mean, we can turn on your TV and what do you get? Do you get anybody saying, oh, praise God, he's good? I don't see it. If you find it, let me know the channel so I can watch that more. But the world wants us, the devil wants us pulled away from the Lord. He wants that separation. I tell you, I watch people that aren't saved, and I see the lack of the peace, and it really burdens me. I appreciate the burdens that you talked about, Andrew, and the prayer request that you had, because when we're saved, we know that God can overcome all of it, and if we set ourselves down and really give it over to the Lord, I can have that peace. But when you're here, if you're here and you're lost, there's a separation from the Lord, and you don't know the peace that we know. I want you to have the peace. God wants you to have the peace. I'm going to read this part in the fruit of the Spirit. Is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such things there is no law. I've never heard a law that says, oh, you're too nice. You can't. You're too patient. You're too kind. The world wants us then. I feel like we get sucked into, we want things now. We're a now people. That brings impatientness. That's against what God wants. He wants us to be patient. Love is kind. All these things. That's that hostility, it's the enmity that we have a struggle with every day. I struggle with every day. And I see the struggles, and then I look at our oak trees. I know that they struggle too, but to be firmly rooted in the Word and to be firmly rooted in God's promises, we aren't going to be swayed when things come along. That may seem to, like I think about the storms and the when the disciples were on the boat and Jesus says, oh, you have little faith. And it's like, boy, I've been in some storms and I've panicked. But I've also been in some storms where I know that God's got this. I want to be in that place more often. I guess this is for maybe to say, folks, maybe you've been struggling. I know I struggle. I want to draw closer every day. But sometimes we can lose sight of the promises that God's got for us. I guess I had a question. Are you in your word? If I'm going to be spiritually minded, what is that going to require of me? It's going to require prayer. It's every day. I fail sometimes. I promise you, I fail. It requires me to get in my word. Aaron and I were talking, and he's like, you know, COVID really did a number on society. It did a number on our churches. Even down south and even farther south in Florida. Boy, it seemed like it was really easy to just check off that box. Like, well, let's not do Sunday night because our attendance is going to be really low and people don't really want to come. Let's check off Wednesday night, or let's turn it into something different. We'll just have church on Sunday morning. There's some churches down in Florida that only have church once a week. We need to be fed, right? We need to be here Sunday. I appreciate this crowd. It's such a blessing to see all the people that come. I've been to so many churches where there might only be 7 people. At night, or on a Sunday night, if they're even open, and then Wednesday nights can be the same. I appreciate the love that you all have and the desire to grow. I see it. But we've got to keep going. We can't get complacent in this walk. I've been there and I've done that, but But that's what the devil wants. He wants to get in and he wants to cause that strife and conflict. He wants to take our eyes off the Lord, and we're supposed to be spiritually minded. It's hard to be spiritually minded all the time, but boy, my God is good enough to try. There's been so many times in my life I haven't. I want to. I want it. I want the storm to come, and I want to just sit in the boat with Jesus and say, I know you've got this. I don't want to panic and run around crazy, because I want his light to shine in me. I want people to see the peace that I have and the love that he's put in my heart. When somebody comes to me with a problem, I want to be able to help them and not get caught up in the things. We can get caught up in so many things anymore. We want to be politically correct. I want to be biblically correct. I want to stand on the word. I don't want to stand on what the world wants. I want to stand on what God wants. I want to fight that that flesh. I want to come back to it. I want to be on the Lord's side. And I want you to be on the Lord's side. It was funny. I was thinking, we had that one song. I so appreciated it. When Kyle got up, it is such a help when somebody gets it, when the singers get up to sing. It's your job. It's your job to be ready, just as much as it's every one of these preachers' jobs to be ready. I think back to what Donnie said one time, long time ago. He said, you got to have something in your basket. I want to bring something to my basket. If you're here and you're a singer, have something in your basket when you come. I've come to church so many times when I didn't have anything in my basket, because my week, I work maybe 70 hours that week. I don't have time, or I had to do this and this and this. I make time for all those other things, but I didn't spend 10 minutes in the Word. I didn't spend 10 minutes talking to my Lord, who saved my soul when I was a 12-year-old boy. The greatest gift I've ever gotten. I can't spend 10 minutes a day. Start there. Start small. You don't have to. I was reading where it said that Paul said, I think it was Paul, he said, it's better not, or maybe it was Solomon, he said, it's better not to promise God anything. I've bartered with God. I've said, God, if you just show me this, I'll spend more time in the Word. Show me, do this for me, and I'll pray every day. I'll do this. It's better to not promise. Just commit. We've been talking about working out and eating right, and it's like, it just gets pushed out every week. It's like, oh, I'm going to start working out this week. I'm going to start eating better. I'm going to start doing these little things. And I don't make progress because I don't do anything about it. It's funny because my wife, she's cut out sugar for an entire year. And I'm like, I don't know how you did that, because I fail every day. But that's just like our spiritual walk. You know, don't take off more than you can chew. Don't say, I'm going to go run a marathon. You know what? Today I'm going to spend 5 minutes and I'm going to read. I'm going to start in Genesis because that's the beginning. Come to Sunday school, and it's amazing because the high school class is in Genesis. Brent, your class was in Genesis. And it's amazing because it all lined up. And I was such a blessing. It was such a blessing. But this flesh is hostile toward the Lord. You're going to fight it every day. I promise you, you will. But God's got peace. He's got love. He's got understanding. And his mercies are renewed daily. And I'm so thankful for that. I guess that's where my heart is today. It's just... We've got to fight off this flesh. We've got to really fight for the Lord. And I failed on him. I failed him so many times, but I want to get back up. I think about the race. What's the verse about the race? But I want to continue on that path for him. We thought about revival. And I go back and I'm like, boy, I really failed it. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, if you just want me to stand up and fail every single time, I'll do it for you. If it helps another one of these preachers, if it helps somebody else, I want to come up and fail. If that's where you want me. And that's okay with me. But I don't want to get out of his will. I'm going to always try to strive for his will. And that's what we need. That's where we need you. I've seen singers get up and maybe they can't carry a tune, but I feel the Lord in everything that they're doing. That's where I want you. Sometimes our job isn't to sing or to preach. Maybe it's to testify. Maybe it's to share your testimony. I forget who, somebody just shared their testimony. I had never heard their testimony. It was such a blessing. And it's been years. And I thought, that's amazing. I'm so thankful they took that step of faith. Because I'm telling you, the devil's at work and he's planting seeds. He doesn't want you to testify. He doesn't want to share any. Wants you to share anything. He wants you to just be stagnant. Put it on cruise control. You're all right. It's okay. You know, life's been hard this week. maybe you're afraid for losing your job. Well, I've been on the job hunt. I've been doing this or whatever the case is. You can fill in so many excuses. I have so many times I can go back to thinking when I've come and I haven't had anything in my basket. It's because I wasn't in the Word. I wasn't. It's really simple. It's whose fault is that? It's mine. It's mine. That's what it is. I see so many people. I've done it. I make excuses. And I say, well, it's really a reason. Sometimes there are. But when it really comes down to the Lord, it's a relationship between Him and I. It's between you and the Lord. And that's it. That's it. Nobody else can come in between you and the Lord. I promise you. Nobody else can. You can blame anybody else, but it's on you. I appreciate it. I appreciate your prayers. That's about where I'm at. I thank you so much for praying for me, but really, consider where you're at this evening. Are you just on cruise control? Are you letting things get in the way of you serving the Lord, doing your job? Just getting in your Word, getting fed. Maybe coming to Sunday school is where you need to be. Maybe that's your next step. Maybe it's just like, you know what? I'm going to try and make Sunday school this week because it's important. It's important for our children, for our youth, for yourself. Coming to this class, all the classes are fantastic. They're really, every one of the teachers follows the Lord. I love it. We should have a zeal for that. But just start small, start somewhere, start today. Don't put it off, just like my diet and my exercise. Well, I'm going to go work out tomorrow. I probably won't, I promise you. I'm going to fail. I'm probably not going to go to the gym. I've been paying for a membership for 2 months, and I've been once. That's what it is. I make excuses. Don't make an excuse on the Lord. He's been too good to us. He's been too good to me. I don't want to fail Him. Every day, every morning, set an app. We've got apps that will basically organize your whole life. Program God in there. Watch what happens. Just spend 10 minutes in the Word. Every day this week, come to church Wednesday night. See what happens. Come to church Sunday. See what happens. It's awesome. I promise you. That love and His peace will just, it's amazing. I love it. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Terry. I appreciate it.
Appreciate Brother Bob standing for us, and appreciate the Lord letting him share his good thoughts and good advice with us tonight. And good to be here, and good to see everybody here. And I wonder if anybody's got anything on your heart. If anybody's got something for any of you to say or do or sing or just anything before we come to a close. Again, it's been said numerous times, we've got a great crowd. Thank the Lord for every person that's here. Thank the Lord especially for every visitor that's here. Glad to have Brother Aaron and his family with us again. It's a sure blessing to have you folks. And anybody got anything, you just follow your heart.
Pray for me, church.
I just want to preach it all. I just want to read these two verses that God gave us this morning, and it goes right along with what he preached. And it says in Romans in chapter 12, it says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." That doesn't mean you're going above and beyond. That is your reasonable service. The least you can do is live your whole life for God. That's more or less what he's saying. I saved your soul, now live for me. And that's your reasonable service. Then it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." That's what he's preaching all night tonight. That you be don't conform to the world. To what it says is good, what it says is right, what it says you ought to do, but it says be ye transformed. And I'll say it like this. I've been praying God to change me more than he ever has. Let me get closer. Let me, whatever you want me, however, if you, just like Bob said, if you see fit to tear me all the way down to build me back up, then I know it's for his good. But I thought that transformed, you have to be willing to want to change. God will not change you if you don't want to change. He don't force his way in. He don't make you do anything. But what he'll do is he'll stand and knock. And I'll say this, and I promise I'll get out of the way. If you want to change, and I've heard people all my life say, well, this is just the way I am. If that ain't the biggest cop-out I've ever heard. Tell you what, we can all say, well, this is just the way I am. Thompsons have a reputation of having a little bit of a temper. I could say, well, I can't help my temper and just go off on somebody and say, well, I can't help it. That's just the way I am. But the moment he saved my soul, he put something down in me. He transformed me to a new creature to where I don't have to act that way. But I have something that you can override your programming. If you say, well, that's just the way I, you have something on the inside that can override what this man wants to do, because he speaks to you and he says, don't say that. Don't do that. Don't go that way. Don't. And there's another part that desires, from the moment he saved me, there's a part that longs to get closer to him. If you want to stay where you're at, that's fine. But I tell you what, you're missing out on a whole lot. You're missing out on all the great benefits that he has to offer. And I tell you what, like you said, it ain't easy, but I tell you what, it's a lot better. It ain't easy to change. And a lot of us, you know, as you get older, you can say, well, you know what they say, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. You can, it just takes a lot of time and effort. And you can get trained, you can stay in your same mindset, but I promise you, if you desire to want to change the way that God wants you to, you can change. If you want to get closer, you can get closer. If you want to talk to him like you've never talked to him before. And I'll say this, like I said, I think the last time, there were certain times where I thought, well, I'll never get as close as Terry. If I want to get as close as Terry, it's there. And if I want to get beyond what him, the relationship that he has with God, it's there too. Amen. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all these men were just men.
Amen.
All the women that's in the Bible, and you say, you look up to some and say, I always look at Mary. And I'm talking about Mary that was at the feet of Jesus. You know, she could have been doing everything else, but she was right there. Tell you what, you can act like Martha if you want to, too.
Amen.
Get mad at somebody for staying at the foot of Jesus and say, well, why are they right there?
Yeah.
I tell you what, that's where you ought to be.
Yeah.
And so you say, well, why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? If they're in the will of God, you ought to be kneeling down beside them and say, I want to get where you're at. Let me be a help and not a hindrance. I tell you what, we ought to lift each other up. Amen. And if you see somebody struggling, don't kick them when they're down. Yeah. But I reach out a hand and say, I love you. What can I do? I tell you what, if you want to get closer, he wants you to. He wants you to get as close as possible. And I tell you what, it ain't easy, but I promise you, you're able to do it.
Amen.
And I'll say this, and I'll get out of the way. A lot of times we think we can't do a lot of things in God. Say, well, I can't do that and I can't do this. If God tells you to do it, he's already made you possible to be able to do that that he's asked you for.
Amen.
You know, it'd been easy for David to say, well, I've only killed a barren woman. I can't fight this big lion. But what God did was he prepared him to fight Goliath.
Amen.
All those other trials were just to show him, well, he's came through every other time. I know he will this time.
Right.
And if you want those, if you want those victories, you got to start off with the bear and the lion. He won't just throw you in on Goliath in your life and say, well, here's a big battle. You'll have those other ones to go back on to say, all right, Lord, you've been there for me before. I know you can do it again.
Amen. We'll say amen to that too. Appreciate Brother Aaron. Appreciate what he had on his heart and what the Lord let him share with us. Thank the Lord. Appreciate this tonight. Anybody else got anything on your heart? It's here to worship the Lord, not in a hurry. we'll really pray. Help me remind everybody the visitation for Brother Danny tomorrow from 4 to 8 here at the church house, and funeral at 10 o'clock Tuesday morning with probably an hour or so viewing before the funeral, and be a dinner after the funeral. And Sister Karen said she'd be at the fellowship hall by 9 o'clock to accept dishes that people are going to bring for the funeral dinner. So really, really remember that. The choir, they'd like to have the choir sing and Linda sing. And of course, they've asked me to preach. And everybody needs your prayers. Please, everybody pray. And those that can, come. But anyway, pray. Appreciate you. If nothing else, we'll ask everybody to see to stand. You sure can. Just hang on a minute. Linda's going to make an announcement.
This has been announced before, but there's a table out in the foyer as you're going down into the fellowship hall, and it's lost and found. There is a whole table full of stuff out there. If you've got something that's on that table that belongs to you, take it. If you've got something on that table that doesn't belong to you and you want it, take it. Because tomorrow, that table, what's on that table is going to the thrift store or the garbage can, because I'm going to clean it up. So there's all kinds of stuff out there. Go look and see if there's anything out there you want.
So I guess you could say you've been warned. Anything else before we come? Pardon me? Do we need more tables set up out there, or is there enough already set up? Probably enough already. Thank you for asking. Yeah, probably enough already.
I'd just like to thank all the preachers.
Thank you. Appreciate those comments. Good encouragement. Anyone else? Yeah. Right, buddy.
I get here, and even though I know that I'm not 100% where I need to be, he still blesses me.
Amen.
Even as little as it is, it just showing up.
Yeah, man.
So I just want to thank you for blessing me and knowing that I'm trying.
Amen.
I appreciate Bob, and I appreciate Aaron, and I appreciate Cooper, and I appreciate all of you.
That's good.
Just keep praying for me. I'm really struggling with things.
Amen.
Bless him. Amen. He continues to bless me to come to church when I show him that I'm making the effort.
Amen. Thank the Lord for that testimony and confession, and just such a great testimony. That's growing, and I see you growing in the Lord, and I appreciate you. Thankful that you're coming like you are and following the Lord. Amen. Somebody else? If not, we're going to ask Brother Cameron to pray dismissal.
God bless the funeral on Tuesday, God.
Amen. Amen.